The people and the government of the United States have seen with the utmost regret and with grave disquiet the decision of the Italian government to engage in the hostilities now raging in Europe. More than 3 months ago, the chief of the Italian government sent me word that because of the determination of Italy to limit, so far as might be possible, the spread of the European conflict, more than 200 million of people in the region of the Mediterranean had been enabled to escape the suffering and the devastation of war. I informed the chief of the Italian government that this desire on the part of Italy to prevent the war from spreading met with full sympathy and response on the part of the government and the people of the United States. And I expressed the earnest hope of this government and of this people that this policy on the part of Italy might be continued. I made it clear that in the opinion of the government of the United States, any extension of hostilities in the region of the Mediterranean might result in a still greater enlargement of the scene of the conflict in the Near East and in Africa, and that if this came to pass, no one could foretell how much greater the theater of the war eventually might become.